Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch. Thank you. I appreciate that.
What I heard from you was,
you know what?
Here's what you
stash.
Need to do with
whoa,
your hair.
Whoa.
That's hate, dude. You're a hater.
You know what?
Hater?
Oh, I love you.
Oh, flipped it around. You. Is this reverse psychology right now? Is that what this
you.
Is?
Like, I'm just jealous of your mustache.
You heard it here
Ryan,
first, folks.
All I was trying to tell you was that your hair looks great.
Thank you.
You need to keep that length.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just get it cleaned up a little bit. Get that beard lined up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You look good, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
that.
Know what I'm saying?
Need to lose a lot of weight. The hair, the only reason I want to grow it longer is because I want it braided. We've been recording, yes. We're recording for...
And beard's good, but if you change it at all, that's gonna be bad for you. How does that sound to you? That's what you're saying. Yeah. Hit you with your logic, you know what I'm saying?
Your logic.
Right.
Hit you with the logic.
Who is sitting at our table? You didn't tell me.
I don't know. I picked him up off the street, but it looks a lot like the dude from the Mr. Stash episode, bro.
Do you drive a van?
A van.
Yeah. No. Do you have a lot of candy?
Well, I guess. Is that a van?
No, it's not a van.
What the fuck is that called? Is that
it's like a hybrid, mid-sized. I don't fucking know. I don't know all these nicknames for cars,
I just
dude.
Drive shit.
What do you think? I get in and I press the gas.
Our
don't
guest
turn it on
is Darren in the house.
Smoking
what
whiskey
up?
Fans. Yeah, he's
smoke
back, bro.
Whiskey.
We're back, dog, and a special guest is back. Darren Hunter.
Hello.
Mr. Stash himself, he's back.
Yeah.
We've been drinking a little bit. We played a lot of chess. I beat Chase again in arm wrestle, but he hurt the fuck out of my arm. But I pulled through a little bit.
Mm-hmm. How did the chess match go?
It was actually a decent game, but like I said before on the podcast, you always win.
Yeah.
I can never pull it out. That's what I was right. I think it was a good comparison when I said it's like I'm a street fighter and you're a kickboxer. You know what I mean? Or like a cage fighter. Like, you have more experience, first of all. And then also, you have the technicality where I'm just, like, raw prospect when it comes to my mentality.
Do you think a street fighter cannot beat a kickboxer?
Well, then now we're talking. If you're bringing that up.
Hit him with a brick?
Well, I just want to give you hope for the future, you know?
No, so I'm comparing it in a certain way. But if you're bringing up that, no. Yeah. A hit is a hit. Rennie could beat me in a fight. It's a potential.
He's like, listen.
No, I said a hit is a hit.
He's like,
listen, Darren.
You said the kick is a hit, remember? You fucking ugly bitch.
Don't get cocky.
Did we ask Chase this?
What?
Did you ask Chase
about
the kick and the hitch?
Right?
Okay, was the podcast we talked
so.
About?
Yeah,
we
yes,
about
yes, yes. Last
yeah,
podcast.
I don't remember. We need like a little nerd producer in the corner to be like, yes, you've talked
you
about it.
You talked about it. Yes, you've already covered. You need to, we're going to
actually,
edit.
This
was cut,
on
edit, cut it.
This was on episode 7 when you talked about that.
We need that.
I would love to.
We need that shit. I have a producer. We need homegirl here. She was good as fuck. She pulled up videos.
Oh, my cousin.
Yeah, your cousin's girl. He texted me. When is he getting that fucking...
Artwork
to us, because I text him. He was like, "I'll get it
right now." Well, he bought a bunch of tattoo shit and fake skin, like.
Oh, he's practicing.
He's practicing, so he's focusing on that.
He did really
but,
well on drawings.
Dude,
they showed me
he's a
good.
Fucking artist, man. He is
yeah,
really
yeah.
good. Mm. I'm about to save a lot of money on some tattoos.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm literally holding off.
Every time he comes down here, I'm gonna be like, "Hey."
Just because I know he's working on it. He's very passionate about it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's all really matters, dude. Tattooing would be a really cool fucking job. First of all, you give it to yourself for free, basically.
Yeah.
And then
as soon as he learns, it's good money. As soon as he learns to work on skin and the different textures of skin, he'll be solid. Mark my words.
So Darren, you make a lot of fucking money, huh? You about to get a raise, right? You said you're about to
relative
get a raise.
To who?
I'm exaggerating or like joking. I'm saying like you're about
no,
to get promoted, kind of, right?
No, I mean I don't know, dude. I hate my job.
You drive a big truck.
I
don't
want to talk about money.
I was kidding
you,
about the ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
No,
I'm not an asshole. I wasn't
he's
literally
asshole.
Saying
he's an asshole.
I am an
he's
asshole.
An asshole.
What do you use?
I was trying to open up the fact that you're about
yeah,
to get promoted.
I
want to
know. That's what I want to know. That's,
I use
as a segment
Old
right now.
Spice something or other. Yeah.
What?
And
what about your
one?
Mustache? What are you putting there?
Comb, I think.
So I used to use all these like fucking specific mustache wax shit,
comb.
You know, and now. My girl's got this, like, got-to-be
yeah.
tube of fucking...
Semen.
What?
Semen, yeah.
Yeah. And it fucking, the got to be glued shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to be semen.
And it has like a little
that's
bit of.
That's bad for your hair, bro.
Yeah, semen's terrible.
No, it's not. It's good for your skin though. Use some wax.
Okay.
Use wax.
I didn't try it.
Semen's real good for your skin, dog.
It doesn't work.
No,
it doesn't do that, right?
Well,
you know what? You haven't trained them. You're
oh yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I'm
no,
bad.
You're doing. You're trying to use a shortcut.
I don't know what I'm doing, dude.
You think I haven't studied this?
Never, okay,
you're doing the shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
You were going straight to the glued.
Yeah.
How long?
Not
how long?
The glue.
How long have I had this mustache? How long did I?
No. How long did you pull it with the wax? How long did you pull it? Pull it.
Exactly. Have you met?
You're pulling your wiener way more than your fucking mustache.
Wiener, you know? Hey, how do you know how long your mustache is? Have you measured it? No, I was curious.
How long?
Keep telling me how to do.
No, you haven't answered my question. How long?
How long was my mustache?
Yeah. No, how long did you pull on it with those wax before you went to the got to be glued crap that you're putting on your face?
I literally
Darren,
just started.
We don't put got to be glued from CVS
just,
on your face.
Just screaming, you
See,
know?
You know, starting.
You shut the fuck up.
You know, starting from the beginning.
It's the
roids,
podcast, bro. The creatine's getting
yeah,
to you.
At first,
we see it in your fucking neck, dude.
You looked at him and you told him, hey, I like your hair, but don't change. And then you look at me, and now you're trying to tell me what to do with my hair.
I'm just telling you, I love you.
Listen,
just
man.
Exactly the way you are.
It doesn't sound like it. What it sounds like is you're being a hater.
It sounds like it's not I love you the way you are. It's I would hate you if you were anyway else.
The next time you invite a guest on our podcast.
Right, my podcast?
You better run it. You better fucking run it by me.
I understand.
Email
I'll tell
or something.
Business
email?
I
was so surprised when I saw Darren.
I knew you'd be happy.
He made my fucking week.
I know. That's why I didn't tell you, because it would have been better.
I walked in, I saw him.
You're like, what the fuck?
I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthday.
Walked in with a frown and then ended up smiling, dog. That's how I do.
I
work.
I'm always smiling.
I'm a chess player of life, Darren. You understand?
I
didn't tell him because I knew it'd be better if he saw you.
Darren's like, oh, that thing you lose that with me.
Yeah.
He must not be very good at.
Yeah.
Woo!
Chess, not checkers, baby. I feel you.
Right. Exactly. I haven't played checkers in a long fucking time. You good at checkers too?
King me.
Is there like opens and shit as checkers, or are you just like forward, and that's pretty much it?
I don't know the ins and outs of checkers. I don't think there is any. Straightforward.
Yeah, I think so too.
Before I forget,
mm-hmm.
King and Sting stole our idea. Were talking about or Steve, you know what's his name?
Brendan Schaub.
The Steven.
Steven.
Stop on the King and Sting. I'm sorry.
I don't think so. I don't listen to that much. I know Brendan Schaub at the Oval.
Dude, they were talking about like society, creating your own society and
shit. Oh, the cult shit?
Like,
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Then guess what? Guess what he said?
What?
He was like, nobody could be awake before a certain fucking time. I was like, that's my idea.
Damn.
You can't do it.
Dude, we're suing
you
y'all,
think
bro.
They're scouring the pot like the fucking.
Yeah, they listen to ours.
Totally.
They listen to ours specifically. I talked
you know
to I talked to Brendan the other day.
There are 83 listeners.
This is how I get my content.
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
Let me give out the next winning lottery numbers.
Oh,
everyone's
my
listening.
God.
I'm currently grabbing an open White Claw that's at the middle of the table. Chase fucking opened all 7 of the White Claws in the middle of the table, so
we
wouldn't.
All that. Pss, pss,
dude, I kind of like it, bro.
Trying to connect.
I like
people.
The vibe of it. Are we?
I don't like it either, actually.
What? Me either. Yeah, I don't like that. Y'all like your stash, though.
Okay.
I fucking hate it. It's terrible.
You would have nothing to say to me if I didn't have this. There would be no.
Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
Are you kidding me?
My question is, why do you never wear shorts, first of all, and why do you only wear button-up shirts?
I don't ever always wear button-up shirts.
90% of the time I've seen you wear button-up shirts.
I like button-up
shirts. And the pattern's usually terrible. And then pants all the time, why?
Says the guy wearing
a tank
top. Beater, dude.
It's not a wife beater, it's a tank top. There's a huge difference,
okay.
First of all.
All right, whatever.
And you're wearing jeans. In a fucking apartment at and
basketball
when we're drunk
shorts and a fucking tank top.
Yeah, so
and
everybody
he's
listening
me about what I'm wearing.
No,
he's trying to judge what I'm wearing.
I'm not judging. I'm
this
asking.
Dude's wearing basketball shorts.
Hey, I'm comfortable,
and
dog.
A tank top. Okay, that's fine.
Comfortable as shit.
You know what I said about your get up? Nothing.
Get
at all.
Up. You know. Nothing I know you up. Look like you're from 1800s. Doesn't mean you have to speak like it. You understand?
Sure.
Dude, the little spot in between your bottom lip and your chin is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. Do you understand?
You get that soul, that soul patch.
It's like a little chess piece, which is ironic.
If you guys had to pick one person, like you knew you were going to be stranded on a fucking island for at least a few years, maybe forever.
Bear Grylls.
Who the fuck? That's what I was fucking thinking.
It'd have to be you know a female. Saying?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
It would have to be a female.
What's a one of the
bear's kind of cute.
One of the winners of the Naked and Afraid. Uh-huh. Like there's a couple hot girls in there. I'm saying.
Oh, that'd be your choice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because you're right. I want to like fuck too. That'd be fun. Well, so. It probably wouldn't be a priority, but eventually when we're, like, building huts and, like, we have food and water stored up, I'd be like, damn,
but
girl,
here's the thing, too, about that.
I can smell that shit from here. Head. Hey, in the wild, bro, that's how it... Shit, you should get rock hard, dude.
It's gotta go so raunchy with everything.
Well, but because like,
it's delicious, dude. I think the pheromones.
It's presumptuous to assume that the person that you're with on the island wants to have sex with you at all.
I mean, who doesn't, bro? Have you seen me?
Can you stop?
It's bad. Yeah, I know. Hey, but yes, like what you were saying is I think it should be a chick because it would kind of suck having to stay with a dude for
like,
so
for
long.
For how long? What kind of period of time are we talking?
Yeah.
Let's say 3 years.
Oh, yeah. It has to be.
Yeah, it pretty much has to be a chick.
Like even like 3 weeks.
That's not even that long.
3 years?
No, dude, guys go to fucking Iraq and Afghanistan for like a year and a half.
And then pull so much pussy.
No, they don't. They go without.
Well, that,
man the fuck up.
You gotta speak for yourself,
though. Are you kidding me? 3 years? That's nothing. Have you been married? That 3 years is nothing.
Well, I mean, you're with a chick, though.
Anyways.
I mean...
You could do it.
If the option's there, you're Have picking you... a person, why would your first choice be like, I don't know, some dude?
Listen, you guys need to try fasting. I know you're an atheist and... You're confused, but you guys need to try fasting.
I don't think fasting is a religious thing. It's like
it can
No, like you said, it can be. And it is. And well, but at the same time, like you can do it. It's just to better yourself with anything, obviously.
Right. It's like it is
a technique to bring. You
it's like a commitment or like a determination kind
Absolutely.
Of practice.
Well,
there's
there's like a health benefits to what is it?
Cleansing and shit.
No, like
something like that. Are you talking nutritionally? Like
yeah, fasting? Where you like eat like, on only one
part
like
of the
day.
Like fat loss and stuff.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be like brunch,
that's
breakfast
not,
or
that,
brunch.
Okay, that's definitely not what I'm talking about. When fasting, I'm talking about, yes, it can pertain to food or consumption of items or whatever.
Right,
I'm also it could be from fucking porn, alcohol, nicotine.
He burped into the mic and then looked away.
It could be from or anything that you know you're attached to.
Right. Oh, so you mean something specific, like fasting from one thing.
Isn't that like giving up Lent? Giving up something for Lent, isn't that?
Yeah, that's like sort of the
same
concept.
Thing?
So, yeah. So, I mean, it kind of goes back to that whole...
Is that like...
Who wants Lent?
To Jesus.
Yeah. Wait, quick
wandering
question.
The desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Not wandering, but walking the desert for 40 days and 40
nights. It was like 39.
Nights.
He cheated on the
that's
last one, dude. 40. I saw it.
Yeah.
He cheated, bro. He was eating lizards and shit. I saw it.
Lizards.
I'm not trying to. He dug real deep and there was
so
a little puddle.
With that, is
that's
it like.
A, well, that, you know what? That's the kind of Jesus I want.
Well, I got drank
it.
Won't.
This is, you know, it's cut up a lizard, throw it on the fire, eat it up.
Is giving up things to Lent, is that like, you know what? I love cheese, but I love Jesus more. I'm going to stop eating cheese. Is that how that works?
It is a strange trade off to be like, I'm
yes,
not going to enjoy myself
absolutely.
For you.
Honestly? It, you know
but
what?
Do you
it's
think Jesus
yeah.
would want you to
Gives
stop
a fuck?
Eating cheese?
Do you think Jesus cares?
There, so okay.
The way
We're
he
not,
came at it at a different
yeah.
angle.
Yeah,
I,
because
I
just, this is a smoke and whiskey podcast, not
a
fucking
no,
documentary.
No, it's
a
good
you understand?
Question. So it's a good
yeah.
question.
So do you think Jesus gives a fuck if people don't eat something?
Because from what I know about Jesus,
that is a thought that goes through my head a lot.
Yeah,
of
so,
I, so it's not about there, so there's no there's I'm sorry I'll come right back to you, Darren.
Yeah,
but there's
okay,
nothing
okay.
that you can do that will. Impress him, so to speak.
Right.
What?
Except faith. Faith is everything there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? As man, you guys are making me get deep on the podcast.
No, I'm not.
So nobody's gonna come through to God except through the Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Uh-huh.
So to believe in Him mm-hmm. and to walk like Him.
He has like
that's
the access codes, or
Christian. The word Christian literally means Christ-like.
Yeah.
So to live that life and walk like Christ, it's not about being God or trying to be God. But it's
right.
to be made in His image and to be like Jesus.
I'm pretty close.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But when God, yeah, I can't do this with you right now. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Reel him in, baby. Reel him in. no, but like, do you think that cool-ass Jesus is going to want
cool-ass.
You to
he
stop
cool
eating
shit.
Cheese?
He's cool.
Huh? You think Kalash is just like, stop eating cheese?
No, it's not a, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So it's not just, it's not about that. I'm telling both of you right now. Okay. It's not that is just a kitten commitment that people can
put upon themselves.
For themselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying is like,
to get closer to
Jesus.
Him.
Okay, so I guess the better way to ask it is why is it that when people
it's
get...
It's almost like a tough
word. No, that's all cool. I wasn't saying anything.
I wasn't finished.
You weren't talking.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm saying, is it... Why do people think that that's valued from him? Or why do people do it and think it's going to bring me closer?
I just literally, if you were listening...
I didn't answer that.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
it's
answer
not
it
about
again.
What he... It's not about... Hey. It's not about... Like pleasing him is about you getting closer.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not. Then you're misunderstanding the question. I'm saying, what? Why do people think it's better for them? Like, okay. Why? If I fasted, why would I think I'm getting closer?
Anything really, really, really? Like, when's the time that you were ever like literally praying to God? Like,
when I almost killed myself.
Okay, so these people, some people literally break themselves right. down mentally so much that they get. That close to God. Like I said, it goes back to after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, and then he immediately went to the desert for 40 days.
Now you're
and
saying.
He drained himself.
Now it's making sense. Himself, okay.
And he relied on only God.
Yeah.
At his deepest, darkest moment right. while Satan was tempting him.
Okay, so.
The same shit that so we it's go like through a, every freaking day.
Right. So it's like an exercise of being like, yes. I'm taking things away from myself it's and like, I'm yeah. I'm making myself like break down. Yeah, and I'm breaking myself down to where like I need him more, and it brings me closer.
Right.
Okay. So that's all I was asking. I just didn't understand the thought process of the person that was right. fasting. Yes. I know the fasting doesn't really please him. That's just a joke. But the honest yeah. question was,
man, he just wants love, baby. He just wants love. He just wants love, man.
I don't know. I don't like the idea. Whatever. Moving on.
Yeah, fuck
moving
that, dude. It's all good.
It is hard to let go. But you know what?
I think it's entertaining to talk about.
You just need to know I'm always here to talk anytime you want to about that, buddy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Darren, how good do you think you are at base?
Like, a 0.5.
That's sexy as fuck, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you play is pretty good.
Okay.
I give you like a 2.5, 3.
What's your scale?
Scale is in being like literally one of the, like the top bass players of the world.
10 is top, right?
Yeah, top of the world.
Yeah, and I'm telling you that the guys at the top level are fucking insanely good.
Yeah, insanely. I understand that. That's why I gave you a 2 or 3. I'm not gonna be like you're like a 7. I'm not dumb.
Well, I appreciate that, but I understand the gap. You know.
Yeah, I get that.
And it's like,
you know the curve.
That's like me talking about basketball. I get it.
Yeah, I feel like I've just scratched the surface to what some of these guys are doing. You know?
Yeah, skill gap in real life is incredible.
Yeah, and it's bullshit.
It's fucking crazy. Oh, dude. That's with everything, man. Not only skills, but also like looks and shit and genes and all that. It sucks, honestly.
Yeah.
But also there's...
Dude, I literally had a fucking... I'm sorry for
it. No, it's fine.
Dude, I literally had a... So I was at... where I picked up the pieces today.
Yeah.
Was at this local bar. And like I said, they have a brick oven pizza in the middle of the place.
And
I go in there, and I'm in there doing my thing, whatever. And this lady, like, I walk by, and like she's like, I need to take your picture. I'm like, what?
Your picture.
She's like, I need to take your picture for my friend. She wants a picture of you. I'm like,
what the fuck,
I'm
dude?
Like, I'm like, what if I don't want you to take a picture? And I'm like, this is not, just because I'm a dude doesn't make it okay.
He's like, we're doing an Easter egg hunt. And we need two pictures of bitches.
No, and she's like, my friend's gonna hit you. I'm like, no, she's not. Jesus, like, I'm like, no, she's not.
That's so weird, bro.
You don't just get to decide that just because.
Was she even attractive?
You're a female, huh?
Was she even attractive? The chick that asked you?
No.
See, like that's probably why.
No. So if, I don't know about a friend.
I mean, if you're sending an ugly person to take pictures of somebody,
that doesn't matter.
Usually means you're worse.
The fact that like because I'm a guy, you automatically assume that, and I don't have a word. Ring on.
Yep.
You automatically
it's
assume.
It's very presumptuous.
It's yep. very, and it, yep. it offends me. Like I'm trying to get some pizza.
Did you tell her that you were offended?
I told her I was like talking to somebody. I'm like, nah,
bottom line is you're clearly a whore, Chase, and girls can smell it on you, dude. They can smell it on you. All this God talk, dude. We know you slang puss. All right,
slang it,
slang it around town, dude. You're busting that shit open for real ones everywhere, and we know it.
Bust it open. No, whatever.
Where y'all gonna be for Halloween, dog? I know you're gonna be a pirate, right? Because
no,
we're doing
that's
a pirate
my
thing.
Birthday.
Okay, so Halloween in general. Or do you have, like, Halloween, another party?
Yeah, me and Chris are going to be Sweeney Todd and...
Nice.
What's the fucking bitch's name? I say bitch. She's not a bitch. She actually kind of is because she's kind of a murderer.
Right.
You get closer to the mic.
She's kind of a murderer. Yeah, give me a second. Hold on. Don't stop looking at me. I'm trying to look at
I'm staring so hard.
I'm just speaking.
Yeah, we're going to be Sweeney Todd and what's her name?
You just looked it up and you didn't know it, or what?
I didn't want to type it in.
All right, yeah, good boy.
So what are you going to be?
Basically, I'm going to be Milo from Atlantis, and then she's going to be Keita.
Keita.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun. I literally bought females' pants at Goodwill, and I was like, fuck it, I'll try it.
Fuck yeah.
Because I need them to be tight as fuck and short.
Yeah, dude.
And it's like, need to be right below my knee. It's weird, but I was like, fuck it, these will low-key work, so I'm going to see. Pants. My dick's going to be everywhere. I might have to wear, like, fucking two pairs of underwear because it's, like, thin material and it's tight as shit.
Yeah.
It's for a chick, so it'll be real weird. But I'll have a long shirt, so it'll be okay.
Just like, cup it up, dude.
I'll just push it inside myself.
Slinky, slinky, the wonderful world of slinky.
Right.
Were you just possessed? Are you okay? Dude,
that's such a funny thing to ask, bro.
What the fuck?
You know what I, like, have a respect for, joking-wise, is when people started saying, like, am I being punked? Yeah. I used to be like, this is so dumb, and then I really thought about it. I was like, that's kind of fucking funny.
Yeah.
Am I being punked?
Dude, remember how we, like, named the last episode?
Dude. We sat here. Did you know what the last name was?
No.
You know, it was called Route 66.
Yeah.
And, dude, we were sitting here for a minute. We were both drunk out of our fucking asses. It was a good episode, but towards the end, we were drunk as shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we were sitting here, and it was quiet as fuck. Mm-hmm. Nobody. It was dark. And it was just this, like, one of these lights on right above us. And we were just talking. We were like, man, it needs to be, like, we didn't really talk about a heavy thing, so we don't know what to name it. And it has to be a good one. And then after like 10 minutes, he was like, or we could just name it something weird like Route 66. And for some reason, when he fucking said that, I laughed for like 10 minutes. Because I expected him to say something stupid.
Yeah.
Not random and like normal, but stupid. And when he's like, Route 66, I fucking lost it, man. That's the only reason his name that shit.
That's like that RAR XD shit.
RAR XD. It's so gross, bro.
It is. That's
dude, so what's your craziest like childhood story you can tell me? Like, I'm talking like...
What do you mean by crazy?
Is my eye bleeding? I got hit in a rock. I got hit
No, yeah, eye. Above your eye, it was red. Yeah, I knew you got hit by something. I just didn't ask it.
So I was caught a rock off the weed eater.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
That shit hurt,
it's
bro.
Fucked up.
Yeah, wear your safety goggles.
Somebody was aiming for you.
Wear your safety goggles.
When I was a kid, I mowed the lawn, and a rock fucking hit my dog in the eyeball. It fucked his eyeball up.
You fucking asshole.
Damn, bro. You were aiming for him, huh?
That's okay. It was a good dog.
You know what?
But the dog did attack me once.
Yeah.
Payback's a bitch.
Well, yeah. It was my fault.
It was before or after the rock incident.
Wait. Oh. That happened before the rock incident, yes.
Okay. So it was revenge on your part, wasn't it?
No, I'd love that dog.
Hey, where's those fucking dumplings?
I don't know. Did she not make them?
Pot stickers.
She said she was going to make them.
Dude,
damn, bro.
I'm fucking
there's more pizza. What
starving.
You kill the pizza that you brought.
I know, but I got my mind on dumplings.
Pot stickers. Go ask her, bro. Knock on the
dumplings.
Like,
they're not pot stickers. They're dumplings. They say dumplings.
It sounds and that's what I say.
I
it's
did
just,
say it like I was correcting you. That's
yeah.
Fair.
I say dumplings too, but she says pot stickers all the time.
I don't want to see anything from
well,
you.
Well, if the box says pot stickers.
If you're doing anything.
I think it doesn't. I don't know what the fuck
you
it says.
You be working that mustache.
It's not wrong. Neither one's wrong.
Yeah.
You get what the fuck we're
you
talking
just scratch
about.
Your neck?
What, my chin right?
Oh. Yeah. You hear that? You hear that in the mic?
No, I didn't hear it in the mic.
Oh, my lord. That sounds like a Brillo pad.
Yeah,
you,
dude.
You eat your girl out with that?
Yeah.
That was like a jealousy sound.
Man, can I get some?
I'm trying to feel that tick.
You know what I'm like, I want to orgasm in a good itch.
Okay. God, that's funny. Have you ever tickled somebody with your chin, bro? Like in their ribs and shit. For some reason, I do it all the time. I'll be like hugging Rennie, and I'll just like,
dude,
and I'll fucking
ever,
dig my chin.
You tickle me with your chin in my ribs. I'm gonna fight you.
I'm gonna fight you.
You put your fucking chin
dig my
in
fucking
my
chin all up in your ribs, boy.
Don't you keep your damn chin right in my ribs. I'm ticklish, damn it. Don't grab my knee. Don't you tickle my ribs. I'm ticklish.
He's ticklish.
I'm ticklish.
You never answered the question.
You stop rubbing your damn
question is, what exactly?
You stop rubbing your damn eyes.
You're acting tired, dog.
Stop rubbing your eyes.
No, listen. What was the question?
I don't know. Brian asked it.
No, you asked it. I was re-saying it. I said you never answered the question. What's your wildest childhood story?
Childhood story. Like, what do you mean, like?
Up to you, dog.
Okay, so just all right.
Storyteller's discretion. The word
childhood comes in your mind. Uh-huh. Right. What follows?
You're like, I can't believe this happened when I was a kid.
Like, you know what I mean?
I had a pretty.
I saw a ghost one time. Like shit, like that. Like, anything crazy.
Interesting.
Like, what molded you? Take me there.
I had a bad childhood, man. I don't want to go there.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Like, I don't want to go there.
Okay, I get it.
Oh man,
what was good though?
What was good?
What was good? What was good?
A little pussy.
Shut up. Puss. What was good? The pussy. Shut up. We were connecting.
Puss.
I almost had that mustache right.
Where
was it going?
I saw it flexing.
Let's see. It was fine.
Our listeners are
ladies and gentlemen, y'all's favorite guest.
If any of our listeners are counselors,
yeah,
or therapists, can you please,
yeah,
hit us up?
I actually am looking into therapy right now.
Dude,
I think at this point,
now I feel like a dick. I just
made don't, dude. Fuck.
No, you're not. No, you're fine. I got it.
No, you know what? You know what? I'll tell you right now. I've been through therapy myself. Real talk. This is not a joke.
Yeah.
I've been through counseling myself, therapy myself for PTSD, for childhood shit. And I'll say that right now on this podcast. That's no joke. Like.
If you like that, it helps, man.
Yeah. Well, and like you can come, especially for guys. It's really better for guys. For most people, it's hard to admit that you.
Yeah, as want men, that and we're need that. Taught to bottle everything up, and if you admit there's something wrong, then like you're weak, and that's like, it's not right.
It's not.
Yeah,
like we can sit here all day and fucking arm wrestle, and talk about this, talk about that, and be.
Yeah.
These big badass motherfuckers all you want to, but dude, if my mind breaks down, I break down.
Yeah, see, the reason why I don't want to go there right now is just because I repressed a lot of shit as a kid, and a lot of it resurfaced recently, and I have to like deal with that, you know, so that's why I think I handle people a certain way, and I'm very like distant for the most part. Like I don't get vulnerable.
You got a wall.
And I realize that, and
it's hard on relationships.
It's hard on other people, and my communication's fucking awful.
And it keeps you from healing as well.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I fucking
can't heal without connection.
Yeah, so I just I'm gonna try and see if I can deal with it. And the biggest fear for me is trying to find a counselor that's right for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid that
Fucking shop around, bro.
But like
Shop around.
That kind
Do
of
a
shit,
session or two and you move the fuck on if it ain't for you.
Yeah, I just like I don't know. I'm not like therapy work for me I feel like would be a lot of like a fucking song and dance with someone trying to get in my brain and
you know, it is. When I was younger, fucking 15, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When my parents got divorced, my sister was goddamn traumatized, right? And then, which is bullshit. And then my mom was fucking distraught, which makes sense. She was with them for like fucking 20 something years. My dad was upset, whatever. Everyone was freaking out.
Yeah.
I told my dad and my mom and everybody. My dad understood. He called me smart. I was like, dude, I've seen this coming for a while. You argue all the time, and like, there's a lot of tension, and. Yeah, I can like you can almost see no matter who you are if somebody knows that you are going out of love, things like that. And he was like, "Well, you're a smart kid, Brian. I mean, it's understood, like it's right, but whatever." They went to therapy. They drug me there. I mean, it's good for everybody, but sometimes it's just depending on the person's mind. Like I was fun to talk to her. Like cool. Like hey, but the therapist and we did two sessions. In the first one, she was like, "I guess we'll do one more to see." But in both sessions, she said, she was like, I'm not sure why they want you to come here. She said, your sister and your mom really need this. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you seem honestly at peace with it and fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. And she was like, is there anything else you want to talk about? I was like, I don't know. Not really. Like, it's not even that I was closed off. It's just that I know the way my mind works. And I feel like you're similar. I feel like therapy is going to help you to a certain extent about certain things, maybe repressed things. But I mean,
I don't know. The thing about that too is like, I can look at things objectively, what happened as a child, you know, and I can say like, you know what, I'm better for it.
Right. You can find the pros.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to dwell on shit, but I do think that emotionally there's a disconnect for me, and like,
yeah,
it's hard for me to like give a shit, you know. Yeah. And even when I genuinely care, it's like I'm worried about me, and so I'm selfish.
Yeah, which I mean, yeah, and he's probably in a restroom. He's fine. What was I gonna say? But yeah, like I feel like you might be similar. Like I was saying, you like for certain things like the repression and all that, it might help. But therapy, with strong minds, or maybe not strong or weak, but specific kinds of minds, sometimes it's more of a battle within within yourself.
Yeah.
Like to have a licensed therapist look at me and be like, "You don't need it," and really, I know as an adult, I probably did, but it's not for them; it's for me. Yeah. Like, not the therapy. I'm saying like the battle is for me. It's all in my head. So all the depression I went through, or any kind of like task that I need to do, or goal that I need to reach, it's all through me. Therapy doesn't help me in a lot of cases. I'm sure in some it might, but it's just, I don't know. I feel like with my mind, or the way I act and the way I feel about things, therapy is not the greatest for me.
That's what I'm worried about too. I think like as far as like if it's not successful, it's fine. I really don't like the idea of like bouncing between a bunch of therapists and like not getting help. I feel like it'd be beneficial, but I'm not like dying over here for fucking therapy.
Yeah, it'll never be bad for you, but I feel you. That's how I was. I was like, man, what's the smell like?
Can I tell you how much I love this podcast? Like how random it is.
Go for it. Hit me
with
it.
I love it so much. Random.
It's that.
We can go from talking about the most vulgar, most shameful shit. I'm just like, man, I hope my mom don't listen to this.
Right.
You know what I mean? We can talk about God. We talk about mental health.
Dude, everything.
Can I tell you, I love that. And that's why I participate in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that is, it's more relatable, first of all, because a lot of people talk about like fucking their possessions and shit. Like comedians and actors will be like, "Oh, I'm rich and shit." They're like, we don't go through that. Also, like their relationships with other actors in sports and all that.
What's on your heart? What's on your mind?
So that, and some podcasts do that, but also they're not comedy based and they're not comfortable with each other. We're very like down to earth people, I feel like, and. I don't know, it's relatable because we talk about whatever, we have fun.
Y'all are fans of your own content, I love that.
Yeah, which is, you have to be,
now
bro.
Now I feel fucking narcissistic. Yeah. No, I'm just saying,
no, he means that, it's a good thing.
I was sitting here quiet for a minute listening to you guys talk, and I was just running back in my mind what we've already talked about, you guys are talking about, what we've talked about in the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm just appreciating the diversity.
Yep. It's always just a care package of content. Just a bunch of different shit.
So I am appreciating that.
I'm busting your balls, but I genuinely think it's totally fine to be passionate about what you do.
Well, it's necessary.
What have I been telling you? Like, I'm like, man, it's time to step this the fuck up.
Yeah, you want to do it more often. Whenever
I do.
My schedule will change pretty soon, and then on Mondays.
And you already Mondays do. You already do. You, I mean, you do all the fucking technical work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's not much.
Really, so if I have to be the one that motivates us, I'll do that.
Right.
I mean, so.
But that's the other thing. I do this, so, and then you have to drive, and you bring drinks and shit, so it's definitely 50-50. It's not like I'm doing all the work.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like I would 60-40. Rack. 60-40.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'm also carrying the content. And then
the voice.
Yeah, I got the fucking. Dude, conversation is supposed to be like roller coasters, dog. You're not supposed.
I wonder how many of these listeners are your friends and then just low key my fans, though. Like they've known you for a while, like Darren. But Darren's not really here for you. You know that, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. He listens to just you, huh? Look at his eye. Tell me that again, and look at his fucking face, and tell me that he's not listening to Daddy over there.
Those deep, dark, soulless eyes.
The sniff,
look
dog.
Look at those eyes, dude.
All that smile was a little cute, dog. He's like.
Wee,
it looked like you were going,
boy.
Oh, dude.
What you worry about, butt 10?
Butt 10? What you worry about? Go to the toilet.
I think it was, get over there. Toilet.
Hey, where's the weirdest place where's the worst place you've ever had to take a shit?
Easily at the fucking bars we play on the weekend, dude. There was one time where, like.
Because they're bad? Like, they're just.
They're just disgusting and awful. Yeah. And, like, so. probably TMI, but whenever I get ready for a show, I have the shits.
Yeah,
of course.
Because it's nervous shit.
Yeah,
shits.
Fuck yeah.
And,
no, I get it, dude.
Butterfly stirring it up.
Like, I could be playing for three people, and I'm still like,
dude,
of course.
Get it,
yeah.
Get it.
So, we drive there, and the whole time I'm like, I got a shit. And as soon as we get there, I fucking run to the bathroom, and it's like a stall and a urinal. And I fucking run into the stall, and I sit down, and I go to latch the fuck. Or before I sit down, I try to latch the door, and it doesn't have a latch, right? But the worst part about it is like literally when you walk in, the stall is fucking the only thing you see. It's like just like dead ahead. Yeah. So I'm sitting on this toilet, and I'm this toilet, and I've got my foot fucking propped up, holding the door closed, trying to shit, and I'm just like, please, nobody come in, please stop. And I'm just shitting my brains out with like a foot.
You got
up.
One leg being a door prop, the other leg on the floor. Yeah, so that means you got one butt cheek just up, one down.
And you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, you know, like
I like.
Was it like pinching a hose because your leg was up? It was like pinching the hose a little bit.
No, it was fine. No cleanup necessary.
Oh, okay.
Other than the, you know, the standard, you know.
Right, standard.
But like, you know, those whiskey shits where it doesn't take like fucking 3 minutes and you're done. It's like
you're there
for a bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And like
soul searching.
Yeah, and you're foot's getting tired up there.
People
like,
think the handicap stalls are like the poles are for like handicapped people. For no, it's for when you got to grab onto the sides and like really just lock yourself in.
You get that booty demon.
You got to hold yourself to the toilet because if not, you'd propel into the fucking ceiling.
It's a booty demon.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's a booty demon.
Yeah,
you got to exercise that shit. It's a booty demon. I told my cousin the other day, he was in the bathroom after work. I was like, hey. I was like, bro, he was taking a shower. I was like, dude, I got a booty demon.
That's weird. Bro. I got a booty demon.
That's
like,
code.
What the fuck,
that's,
dog?
That's code for hurry the fuck up.
Hell no.
I didn't sit in there because I didn't want to fuck you up before you showered.
Do y'all piss in the shower?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Everybody does. Yeah.
I piss on Rennie in the
girls,
shower.
Girls.
Yeah.
Dude, if I, like, let me date you and we get in the shower. I'm going to pee on your, I'm cleaning my property.
That's the same thing.
I am a dog trainer, too. Like, come on. I'm peeing on some shit. I'm an alpha, son. I am an alpha.
Dude, your piss smells like fucking, your piss smells like flowers, dog. You can't call yourself alpha if piss smells like flowers, dog. It's not fair. You can't have sweet piss. The fuck is that?
Mm-hmm. Have y'all
sweet,
ever,
yeah, sweet.
Have y'all ever
sweet
considered pistol? Shitting in the shower?
I've considered it, but I would never do it.
What, dude? On a, what are you talking? about?
I would never
like,
do it, but
I'm,
I've considered it.
You better be sick in the hospital.
Easy, down, what are you down, boy.
In the listen,
down, alpha, down.
Yeah, calm down, buddy. What I'm
you
asking,
can't poop in the
I'm
shower.
I'm asking you out of curiosity, not out of like this is something I do. And,
no, yeah, he's
I
saying, have
people,
you ever thought about doing it?
Yeah, because I know some people
you're
like
asking for a friend.
do the waffle stomp. You know,
so gross, bro.
the
waffle stomp.
That's
stomp,
what it's called. Yeah.
What the?
You just like push the shit through the drain.
No, nope. If that's involved, you need to
but
find,
here, think about it like
find
this.
A space.
No, hold on.
Find a space and take care of it.
I don't subscribe to this idea, but also if you think about it, it's how is it any different than your piss? You're in the shower and you're washing.
No,
the
I get it. It's
urine is sterile. Feces is not. That's the biggest difference.
That is true.
Scientifically.
If you're like a germaphobe,
really?
Yeah. Poop
no,
is disgusting,
I mean,
like terrible.
That's a big fucking difference.
Yeah, of course.
Urine's sterile. Feces is not. You can catch hepatitis and shit, all that from feces. Urine is sterile. You can't. Like, are you kidding me? There's a
not
and,
no.
And also, it's a.
I would rather. Have you ever smelled.
I'm not arguing with you. You don't have to yell
shit?
At me.
You just talked about someone pooping in the shower.
Yeah,
you need to
out
die.
Of the
you
out
need
of
to
think,
conversational
I think aside
reasons.
From aside from like thinking of it in your head, you don't really consider
we just lost
smell and like the look and the experience and like having to touch it. If like it doesn't go down the drain or some shit, you have to like touch it. And it's all the mental aspect. It's real fucked up.
Like
peeing,
you,
you know for a
me,
fact it'll like disappear immediately.
But if you piss on me, I'm upset.
I'm not.
Don't
I could fucking care. I mean, if I'm dry, yeah. If I'm gonna dude, fucking. Oh yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Deep throated, dog. He's trying to suck on the mic, and we've had this talk off air a couple times. I keep trying to tell him not to
I'm
suck on
to take
the mic.
The subject off of poop.
What's wrong with that, dog?
What happened to this fucking? We can talk about anything, and I love.
Yeah, yeah. I just like the fact that we can just fucking change subjects and.
You know what?
He does sound like that.
He did just exactly like him, huh? Chase is such a bitch, dog.
Dude, you gotta take the heat, man. Don't get your feelings.
Dude, both of y'all do that. Both of y'all have this like look when y'all are getting shit talked about you. I laugh and I like try and shoot back. Because
I'm
like,
literally looking at you like I'm gonna fucking eat you. I'm thinking about, do I want to go to Harris County or not?
Harris County, dog.
Shut up, dude.
Have y'all ever had to run from the cops before?
No.
You're dumb if you.
I
do.
Have a.
No one gets away from the cops.
I have a great relationship.
Nobody.
With the cops.
You, okay, run. You get fucking tased.
No,
you're riding the lightning, big boy.
I'm not running. I'm gonna simply state
you're going
what's going on
in life,
and I'm gonna try and talk my way out of it.
Yeah, right. That's what I do.
And if that doesn't happen, well, bummer.
Yeah, tough.
Guess I'm going.
Yeah,
to
running's
the old
a terrible
jail.
Idea. I was hoping someone of y'all would be more dumb, but yeah, none of us run.
No. Fuck
yeah, no.
No, also, you're right though. We're gonna talk it out.
Well, here's the thing. Also, I don't subscribe to like being dicks to cops.
No,
yeah,
look,
no, the
I
job's fucking hard
no,
as shit.
No, but here's the thing
either.
Is, I also understand that cops can be dicks.
Yeah, they can
absolutely.
Be power hungry.
And
yeah.
They're human beings.
Horrible. Mm-hmm. They can.
There's
they can
some
be
dickheads
fucking,
out there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they can be horrible people. But you don't just out the gate give attitude.
I don't
Nobody
care
wants
what
to work
the
with
fuck
you.
Your profession is. I will not prejudge you based off of it. I don't care if you're working McDonald's.
Yeah, not the way you look, not what you
cop,
what you do for a job, none of that shit.
You're a cafeteria worker. Mm-hmm. You play a shitty bass. Like,
yeah,
I don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, not you don't do that.
You didn't
you
rate
do
me. He rated me. He gave me a 2 or a 3.
I
didn't
even heard you play.
What's your rating, dog? Don't worry about his play.
Yeah,
you look at his face. Look at his fucking face. And you
just imagine me playing.
You look at his
right
fucking
now.
Face and you look at his hands. Imagine them little stubby ass thumbs playing a bass.
You listen, that's a child of God. There's no place for me to rate him.
That's a child of me.
Oh, but you bitch, you said, oh, your hair is good, but if you change it, that's bad.
Oh, yeah.
All I said was,
oh, okay.
He shouldn't change it. Right. It looks great.
Yeah.
But if he wanted to change
it'd be
it,
it'd be a bad move.
Oh man,
it'd be a bad move if he did that.
This is. You know what? You're what's wrong with this world.
Okay.
You
all
what's wrong
right.
with
sure,
this
dude.
World? That negativity right there. That's what you're gonna take
no,
from that.
I'm calling you out for your negativity.
I have been complimenting your mustache. I succeeded in chess just so you wouldn't lose.
Bitch, bring the board out. Fuck the podcast. Bring the board out right now. I'll kick your fucking ass.
You watch your fucking mouth. Don't fuck this podcast.
Don't.
Love
hey,
this
hey,
podcast.
Listen to me. Listen
you
to
watch
me.
Your
don't.
You watch your mouth and that
chess
podcast.
Is all I have.
You want it? What?
And even at that.
Shout out Clarissa.
That's how you know his mustache is on point, because chess is all he has.
Chess is all he has.
Yeah,
dog.
For real. Don't you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
No.
A fucking wife, basically.
Fiance.
Yeah.
Oh, fiance.
Oh, dude.
Okay.
We want to get in the text.
How long you been engaged?
Engaged? Like
14 years.
A year.
Yeah, 14.
But we've
yeah.
been together for almost 2 years.
Does she know about the girlfriends, or is it kind of like a down-low thing?
The girlfriend?
Yeah.
Stop spitting. For one,
dude, it's a serious question, bro.
And two,
does she know about them, or is it like a download thing? We can cut it out if it's.
No, of course she knows about them.
But
oh, really?
What about?
Oh.
But what?
It's happening, dude.
Listen,
that's
okay.
fucking dope,
can,
man.
Congratulations. I believe you a little bit about the girlfriends, but does she know about the dick?
Oh shit!
Does she know about the boyfriends?
Yeah.
Does
I mean, we're not supposed to talk about
that.
She knows about me solely, but are there others?
You know, what's crazy is I actually don't think that the idea of like finding men attractive is like that's not the problem for me. Dicks are disgusting.
Oh no, yeah, I'm the same way. I can call a dude hot. I just would never want to touch
a
dick. That's not my thing. If dudes had vaginas, I'd be bisexual as fuck.
Yeah, I think that's it too. Well, that does exist, you know.
Yeah, well, then you'd have to call them girls or some shit. I don't know
it's,
how that works.
Well,
I'm not
it,
good with all that stuff.
The way it works is you call them what they want to be called.
So. Yeah, yeah, no, I get that. I'm saying, like, from a third-person point of view, I can't, like, talk about other people and call them he or she. It makes me nervous.
Well,
I'm scared all this fucking
Smoke
song.
Smoke apologizes for starting this, but I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, Smoke told me earlier that he hates all transgenders, and I'm not really
yeah,
sure why.
Yeah, yeah, for
he
sure,
just
yeah.
brought it up out of nowhere.
I don't
We're eating
Smoke
pizza.
That's
hate
not gonna
anybody,
do well
dude.
For the podcast. I gotta say,
Smoke doesn't hate anybody.
It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. It's a joke. He didn't say that to me.
That voice sounded so good.
Me doing this?
No, don't do it again.
Okay. Oh, you're being sarcastic.
Yeah.
You got to sell it with your face. Yeah, you can't like sell you can't robot it.
Sell you. I'm not, I don't, I'm good.
It sounded like you wanted him to keep doing it.
Yeah, for real. I like it
and
wasn't
not in a sarcastic
voice. I had no taste of sarcasm.
Looks so good.
I tasted it and it was there was no sarcasm
your
in it.
Your voice is so good.
You don't
it has to be the face. Or like the roller coaster of your voice like I was talking about. Like, dude, your voice is really fucking good, dude. You should have done it. You should keep doing it.
How the
you know what I mean?
Does it get this?
Are you hating?
He's holding up
He's
holding up a middle finger right now.
Would not approve.
Fuck both.
And Chase pulls out the middle finger. Chase pulls out the middle finger. Will Darren retaliate? He grabs his white claw and he's contemplating. A look of confusion.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like it.
A look of confusion from Darren.
All right, here's to a good podcast.
Cheers, y'all.
Darren, you move your fucking tip away from me. You put your tip on my tip.
Put your tip. Tip it up. Tip
you
it
put
tip.
Your tip up.
A little tippy-tappy.
Motherfucker. Damn, dude. You realize my daughters, both of my daughters are taller and bigger than you. You want to fucking die?
I'm just kidding, dog.
Dude, don't fuck with me,
I'm just kidding, dog. Darren, don't do that, bro. That's rude.
We were on the same wavelength. It's so funny. It's so fucking funny, dude.
Hear that, Chase?
We're not even, bro. I will literally end both of your lives right now. I swear to God.
Look, don't I'm just drinking white claws, shit, man. You're being vulnerable right now.
Dude, yeah, vulnerable, I don't care.
Don't get your feelings hurt. It's okay.
I will put you through that wall, and then I will murder you in the neighbor's apartment. Brian, I will pull that brick out that I have under the couch, or your bathroom, or my bathroom, and then hit you with it.
Oh, don't hurt yourself. Take your time.
You're wearing your emotions on your sleeve.
You just hear what he said?
Yeah.
You just hear what he said?
Yeah.
If it was anyone else, I would...
Did you not hear what I said? Are you fucking kidding
me? Almost passed out! Almost passed out!
Oh, fuck.
Y'all better wrap this up.
Oh, it made me almost pass out for real. I got lightheaded when I leaned over.
Darren, I'm...
I love that long weed shit. It fucking kills me, dude. Oh, God. My blood pressure rose.
It's not funny. I get it.
You know what? Listen, I will murder both of you.
Yes,
pencil,
fuck.
Listen, pencil dick mustache.
Yeah, okay. Now we're going with the insults.
And
I thought you were a lover, dude.
Harry stretch marks. He's talking about my daughters.
Fuck yeah, dude. Stretch marks it up.
I will murder all of you guys.
It's because...
I swear, no one will ever find you. Nobody.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Dude, I have a tracker in me somewhere, and you just gotta find it.
No, and not only that I will murder you, I will murder you, and then infiltrate your families. Like, I will become a part of their lives.
Oh, well, you tried that already.
You know what I mean?
Dude, you're lucky. You're lucky.
That's because there was already one crazier than me.
Bro. Yeah,
you're lucky.
No.
I know when to stop pushing buttons, dude. Because you're triggered, dude. You're triggered.
You don't talk about. Ever. You're not worthy in their presence.
Dude.
You're not worthy in their presence.
I still haven't met them. That's fucking
crazy.
You're lucky. Dude, they would love the fuck out of Rennie.
You're lucky. You're lucky you're lucky, sir. No, he's very lucky. He's very lucky. He's very lucky this isn't 2016. Because 2016 Chase would fuck him up right now.
I'd probably laugh the whole time, to be honest.
If you hit him like you arm wrestled him, I don't think he's got nothing to worry about.
You think so? You think so?
No, I'm fucking with you, dude. I'm sorry.
Fuck.
Okay.
I could have kept.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
You could have.
But here's the thing. I'm here for all of us.
You would have woke up.
I don't like that. I don't like that you did that.
What?
Yeah, I don't like the sound you made, though. It's not good.
I don't give a fuck.
It's not good.
What I'm saying is, I'll swallow.